Yesterday, Microsoft announced that its signature video game franchise, Halo, will be making the leap from flat screens to smartphones. As NPR's Sammy Yenigun reports, this is seen as the future of gaming.
It's the 26th century. Humans are at war with an advanced alien race called the Covenant, and as you might guess,
things aren't going well.
Which is why they've called in the big guns. You, the Master Chief. It's your job to save, well, humanity.
We'll be fine.
Assuming you're good with assault rifles and grenades, Halo has been doing better than fine. It's a multi-billion dollar franchise that until this point has made its moolah primarily through selling games for home consoles. Industry analyst Billy Pigeon says game developers are now looking past that box in the living room.
For some time, developers have been excited about the idea of allowing the gamer to interact with the game wherever they are on whatever platform they are on.
Which is why the news that Halo Spartan Assault is coming to Windows phones and tablets makes sense. For starters,
lately, you know, kids have been growing up with smartphones and tablets.
Kids get touchscreens. The next generation gamer might be better at flicking Angry Birds with their finger than steering a spaceship with a joystick. And games on phones have developed a business model that works. Gamers download the game for free, then they're fed advertising, and they pay for upgrades in the game. The next reason the move to mobile makes sense for a franchise like Halo, way more people use phones than play consoles.
The potential audience that are available on mobile and on the web, it's much, much larger. Now you're talking, you know, hundreds of millions to a billion worldwide.
Pigeon thinks that at this point, the console sector has peaked, whereas the mobile market is wide open. But Microsoft isn't pushing Halo to Apple and Android products, so what gives?
It may be that Microsoft's primary goal here is to garner interest and support for its proprietary platforms.
Microsoft wants to sell Windows phones and tablets to Halo fans. That way, maybe, when the 26th century rolls around, we'll still be fighting aliens through Windows. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.